The Teamsters Union Local 104 originally walked away from the bargaining table last weekend, unhappy with the offers from Professional Transit Management, the company that manages the operation of SunTran for the city of Tucson. The two parties stayed away from the table for the next 5 days before starting up talks again. Those talks led to a tentative agreement union rank and file later ratified. The new contract was very similar to the one they voted down a week before. Both contracts left no room for wage increases. Both kept union workers' health benefits intact. The major issue came down to job security, or specifically assurances against future layoffs of union employees. But what about one of those issues that didn't change, that remained in both contracts? The issue of health benefits for union employees and who pays them. The new contract means the city will still pay for their health benefits in full, including any increase in premiums. We asked SunTran's Director of Marketing, Michelle Joseph, to run some numbers.
$1.2 million over the next 2 years. What that amounts to is approximately 50 cents per hour per employee in the first year and an additional 20 cents per hour in year two per employee.
And that money comes from the city's general fund. So I had to ask Joseph how it came to be that SunTran union employees have their health benefits covered by the city.
Of course, we report to the city. Our mayor and council approved a $35 million allotment from the general fund, and we are directed to work within the resources provided to us within that approved budget. SunTran employees are not city employees because of the city charter. The city employees do not have the right to strike, but because we receive federal funding, SunTran is privately managed, so the employees do have the right to strike. And we have a responsibility to keep our service intact to the extent possible. And since those employees did have a right to strike, we are empowered to negotiate with them and again, negotiate within that $35 million general budget approved by the mayor and council. And we did that.
That's SunTran's Michelle Joseph. Tucson's bus strike only lasted a week, but its effects were felt by many, although SunTran operated with limited services. Some reports say up to 52,000 SunTran riders were forced to make alternate plans for getting around each day of the strike. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.